Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
ServiceNow unterstützt Ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
Sommer, Sonne, sowas von besonders. Jetzt die coolen Mercedes-Benz Sommerhits entdecken. Über 4000 attraktive Vorführ- und Geschäftswagen aus unserem Bestand. Von A-Klasse bis V-Klasse, von Cabriolet bis SUV. Alle kurzfristig verfügbar, alle zu Top-Konditionen, alle für Sie bereit. Sommer, Sonne, Sommerhits. Nur bei Ihrer Mercedes-Benz-Niederlassung vor Ort.
Welcome to the documentary, In the Studio, from the BBC World Service. This is the series that gets inside the mind of some of the world's most creative people.
I was really convinced immediately that this is something very special. It's a gift for the future of Helsinki.
I'm Erika Benke, and I'm following Helsinki's Chief Design Officer, Hannah Harris, as she goes on a mission to create an urban environment where people can thrive.
I'm the weaver, making everything stick together, and there's still a lot of connecting to do.
In recent years, Finland's capital, Helsinki, along with Los Angeles, Seoul and Eindhoven in the Netherlands, have each appointed a design boss, someone whose job includes finding creative ideas to benefit all who live in their cities. And Hannah is Helsinki's second ever chief design officer.
My role involves very much looking at opportunities for design and architecture. Now, of course, we are in a country and also a city that has a really strong heritage in design and architecture. It's one of those things that Finland is often linked with. The city really started seriously thinking about design matters when Helsinki was World Design Capital in 2012. We really started as a city thinking about as well that, okay, that what can we as a city do? How do we sort of use design thinking?
How important is sustainability for you?
Very important. Helsinki is aiming to be carbon neutral by 2030. It used to be 2035 and we pushed it to 2030, which also, for instance, contributed to shutting down the Hanasaari power plant close to 2 years in advance of the original plan. So very important. But then, of course, in something like a playground that ranges to materials that are used, sustainability goes to social sustainability, cultural sustainability and so forth, that it's as usable as possible for as long as possible.
Hannah is referring to two of the big projects that she's working on at the moment. The building of the city's first thematic playground at the cost of around $1.6 million. More on that later. And the future of the huge, recently decommissioned Hanasaari power station. It's on the waterfront and dominates the skyline, just east of the city centre. And it's there that I'm meeting Hannah, as they are having an open house event with people giving their views on what should happen to it next.
Hannah, lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you in sunny Helsinki in front of the power station.
What a beautiful day.
Exactly. Good morning. I'm all on microphone, your Bella. You've met Jarmo already.
Yeah,
this is Jarmo Hartsen, power plant manager. Yeah.
But today you're organising these tours. Anyone could sign up to come here to take a look?
Yes.
And there was a lot of interest, wasn't there?
Yes. A lot. I mean, it's a really well-known Helsinki landmark, so it's a building that's dear to the people of Helsinki. Right, we're going to get our safety vests and helmets.
So we just entered what looks like a control room.
That's correct.
What will be your role in this?
So we're now in this sort of transition period when the power station operations have shut down and where we are at the same time looking into exploring different options for the future of this building.
We've done a number of studies already to do with the soil around it and various things with the building structure still, like technical studies.
Look up. I really love this spot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is so beautiful. We are right beside the chimney, 150 or 100 152 meters tall. It just reaches up to the sky.
We know already the chimney is in very good condition.
Great to know.
Isn't it? Yes.
Hannah has visited the power plant several times now and seems to really enjoy showing it off to me. She's also keen to chat to people and get their views on its future. So what do they think?
A huge techno party, at least in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I think the best would be if it would continue with the same purpose as it has of producing energy to the city. So kind of both creative energy, but then also maybe renewal energy. So that kind of things that could be incorporated in the normal uses.
Producing creative energy for the city of Helsinki.
A place for art or some festivals or for people just can come in.
Yeah. It's a huge building, of course, so there's a lot to think about. It's bigger than you even expect. That's true. Yeah. Thank you for joining the tour.
Hannah and I head back to her office on foot. Helsinki is very walkable. There are large pedestrian-only areas, 130 kilometers of coastline, 300 islands, and with over 30% of Helsinki covered by forests, nature is never far away. And although it only has a population of around 660,000 people, the city is continuing to expand rapidly. When we arrive at her office, we head straight up to the top of the building, as Hannah has something to show me.
We are on the roof of the Urban Environment House now. From here we have a fantastic view back actually towards the Hanasaari power plant where we've just been, and here on the skyline, other landmark, you have the main church from the Senate Square. There you have Uspensky Cathedral. To the left, you can see some of the chimneys of the big ships that travel from here to Stockholm.
Very, very impressive. Little paths going round. Yeah, solar panels.
At the far corner there, beehives. We produce honey here. You can buy it in the cafe. So you can see certain sort of old tree trunks and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're all here on purpose for different insects and things, so...
So you have old tree trunks for the insects, flowers for the bees.
Yeah.
We leave the peace of the urban oasis on the roof and head downstairs.
So this is all open space, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have a specific desk?
No, but like I have a locker in 6B. We often sit in 5B and 6B, but it just depends a bit what you need to do and for how long. And.
But then it means you can't have stuff on your desk like
is that good training for me, because you should see my desk at home. It's an absolute disaster, piles of important papers.
But none of that is
none of that here. No.
Leaving the open plan office behind, Hannah and I find a small room with so many meetings and different departments to deal with. Are there elements of the job that are frustrating?
The city of Helsinki is a very large organization, and that of course means that you have to have time and patience to bring everybody necessary on board along with you. And sometimes it's also a case of just shifting a little bit the point of view or making space in people's everyday lives to kind of perhaps consider some other avenue or look at the big picture.
To build consensus on something.
Yeah, and design can be very helpful in that, or the sort of... It's often like spending that needed time at the early stages of a project will pay back later in good ways.
The Hanasaari power station isn't the only big development that Hannah is working on.
We are setting up a new design and architecture museum. We currently have two separate, so a Museum of Finnish Architecture and the Design Museum, both with outstanding collections of Finnish architecture and design, and both currently housed in buildings that aren't really fit for museum purposes. We're finalising plans for moving into realisation of that project. That sort of links very closely to work that we do with schools and children, for instance. Many of the schools in Helsinki work with different partners in design education, looking at simply in your local neighbourhood, what kind of places they are, how materials work, how the school building works and so forth. And I find that type of work really important. I really believe that
design and architecture are crucial parts of our everyday lives. And if we can give a kind of glimpse or tools for children as well about what that means, that will help them understand this world and become active citizens in it.
Any good design, of course, involves responding to need. We have in Helsinki a really great network of public playgrounds already. We did a design project just a couple of years ago about how to sort of improve communications and the sort of appeal of these playgrounds even more in the future and to connect with the diversifying population of Helsinki. And one thing that came out from there, for instance, was that we have a need in perhaps to also do some thematic playgrounds. So we are doing one now.
What is a thematic playground?
It means that the play equipment in there will be designed around a chosen theme. And the one that we are doing is a fantastic place that we are doing with a lady called Linda Liukas. Now, she is a hugely talented, charming lady who works with computers and educating children about how computers work. She has published a number of books. She had an idea of that what would this mean translated into a physical permanent public playground. So we started working with her, and I started speaking then with our park department, with the education department, with the playground staff, offering free activities for children, bringing them together and eventually starting kind of rolling out a process that we started looking at some initial concept designs at what would this mean translated into an actual physical park. And so I've been, I suppose, the kind of, engine running across the city and bringing the different departments and then all the needed partners together. We are now moving into starting building works in the playground that teaches children about computers and, importantly, without a single screen or technology in this park. So it's all through play and movement.
Sommer, Sonne, sowas von besonders. Jetzt die coolen Mercedes-Benz Sommerhits entdecken. Über 4000 attraktive Vorführ- und Geschäftswagen aus unserem Bestand. Von A-Klasse bis V-Klasse, von Cabriolet bis SUV. Alle kurzfristig verfügbar, alle zu Top-Konditionen, alle für Sie bereit. Sommer, Sonne, Sommerhits. Nur bei Ihrer Mercedes-Benz-Niederlassung vor Ort.
ServiceNow unterstützt Ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten, für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern. All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
This is the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service with Helsinki's Chief Design Officer, Hanna Harris. The idea for this new and creative playground at the cost of 1.5 million euros, around 1.6 million US dollars, has come from children's author Linda Liukas. It's based on her series of Hello Ruby picture books, which explore the world of computers through the eyes of a curious little girl and her animal friends. I meet up with Hanna again, and also Linda Liukas, at Ruoholahti Park, at the spot that will become the city's first thematic playground.
Why do you feel that there should be a playground based on your books?
I think there should be a playground based on learning about computers, because we already have so many pirate ships and castles, and those are great for the imagination, but computers form a bigger and bigger part of children's lives, and they are these like black boxes of mystery. We don't really know how they work, and I think it's really, really important for children to have this hands-on experience, and this time it's literally hands-on, of like how computers work, what are they made of, and really understanding the big ideas behind computers.
Tell me more about your concept.
I think for children who explore ideas around computer by like on their hands and knees inside of wooden play structure that lets the light slant in through the holes, they just will have a profoundly different idea of what a computer is from a kid who only watches through the world
through a rectangular screen. So in that way, I think they are going to learn about an urban environment that is a computer, because in a sense, cities will become computers themselves. We already have like hundreds or if not thousands of computers in our everyday lives. And maybe like for these kids, the world will look like a computer when they grow up.
Hannah, there is a playground here already. It seems to be working perfectly well. So why did you decide to put this new themed playground in its place?
Quite early on, we started thinking about the question that, well, where could this playground be? We did feel that, because this is the first thematic playground in Helsinki, that in this case it would be quite important to be in the kind of downtown area so that it's accessible for children from different parts of the city, so we can have visiting school classes and so forth. And Ruoholahti is, there's the tube, it's an accessible place. But then, of course, it also has lots of both early childhood and school facilities. This is also a neighborhood where there are lots of gaming companies, tech companies here in the vicinity, and that sort of added a nice layer to the story. If you look at the kind of network of playgrounds in Helsinki, there is a big chunk of them that are in the age that they are in need of renovation. And this was one of those playgrounds, so we knew that at some point in the near future it's going to need some tender loving care.
3 months after first meeting Hannah, I joined her and Tiina Pärälä assessing the playground. Tiina, the landscape architect from the company Näkymä, and her team have been tasked with designing this play area where kids will be learning coding without a single computer screen in sight.
Nice to meet you. Tiina, she's just arrived on her bike. Have you been cycling all the way from home?
Yeah. Also in the wintertime. Because it's the fastest way to move here in the downtown.
So it's lovely to meet a fellow cyclist. So Tiina has brought along a drawing. You printed off a drawing of your plans. How will this park change?
So we are renewing all these activity areas here. All the equipments are going to be replaced by these computer thematic equipments. For example, there is a new sandbox, so the form is like
a game console.
Yeah.
So it's the shape of a game console.
Yeah, which is pretty much here where we are now.
Yeah, exactly. Here. Yes, we are standing in the future sandbox.
Like this.
Yes.
So there are drawings of Linda Liukas. They are multifunction towers. Yeah, yes. It will be quite big equipment.
Mm. How tall will this be?
I think it will be nearly 10 meters.
10 meters? No, 1 meter.
No,
9 meters.
Yeah.
Quite impressive.
You will see that from far away. Yeah, kind of landmark.
We have pretty much the rough idea of how the park design will be and the special equipment that we want and need in the park. The next design stage is that we are about to embark on a process still with a partner who will actually manufacture these for us and who will finalize the designs with us.
When is building work going to start now?
In 1 month.
Yeah, so ground preparations we start.
Oh, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so ground preparations are things that are starting now. Specialist equipment is kind of the crown jewel.
Well, good luck with everything. Thank you so much. I don't want to hold you up.
I catch up with Hannah 6 weeks later. Hannah and children's author Linda Liukas have just come out of a workshop with teachers and educators, updating them on the Ruoholahti thematic playground and getting their input. They are heading on the metro to the park, digesting what has come out of the meeting.
Now starting to see the people who will actually like be in the park and build like curriculum around it and imagine like the ways people use it. It's starting to make everything so visible. And then also some sobering like realizations for us as a design team. They realize that there's like, for instance, older teenagers that we don't have that much content for. So now we're probably forming some sort of a like subgroup to really think about what they could do in the park. And one of the topics that I feel was like discussed a lot was parents who don't necessarily speak Finnish in their home. So whether they like, whatever their background is, like how can the park be accessible for them? How can they find a sense of community? It's a space where everyone is welcome. You don't have to pay anything. There's no reservation system. That kept coming up. Like how can we
create like sensory experiences? How can we communicate with not that much language? How can we make it accessible and like immediately understandable what the park is about and how to be a part of it?
Leaving the metro and walking across the canal towards the park, Linda points out where the 10-meter tower will be.
This is kind of like where we will be seeing the playground, and next year we will be seeing like high towers that go almost like 10 meters up the air. So it's probably the most visible element of the playground for sure, and it's going to be lighted, so it's going to be like a beacon of light that is going to be there. It's going to depict like RAMs and ROMs and CPUs and how the big components of computers work. So it's a generation of kids that like is profoundly shaped by their digital experiences. They can be equally proud about the stuff that they build in the digital world, but also about the lanterns, the snow lanterns they make here, all the friends they make like hanging out in the physical world. And both can exist at the same time.
Looking at Linda's sketches, I can see there's going to be a playhouse that resembles a computer screen. And there's little buttons on it, heart-shaped, star and thumbs up.
Those are just going to rotate, so it's going to be fun for them. They can get into discussions about what kinds of clicks and what kinds of likes and what kind of thumbs up they give online, and how that data gets fed into the big algorithms. So YouTube looks at the thumbs up, the likes. It looks at like your past browsing history, the clicks you've made. It looks at your geographical location, and based on those, those data points, the algorithm shows you videos.
So your playhouse will generate a discussion, if everything goes well, about YouTube.
Yeah.
And the YouTube algorithm, and kids find out why YouTube is showing them the videos that it's showing them. Yeah.
And of course the kids don't need to know all of this. They can just play there, but a savvy educator might bring their class here and just have a play, and then afterwards in their classroom discuss more critically like the YouTube algorithm.
And then we have three swings, haven't we? Mm. They each represent something, like a character in your books. Like you have
Well, just
a mouse.
More broadly also, just characters from like tech world. So I have a little mouse there and a robot and then this like rainbow cat.
These are just normal swings, aren't they?
Yes. And that's the beauty of it also. We don't know how the kids or the educators will end up using it. So one of the kind of design choices is like we will create these sort of paths or suggestions on how to use this play equipment to learn about computers. But then there might be something completely and wildly different. And that's the beauty of play also.
Hannah?
They can have the same flexibility and freedom as they can like have in the digital world. And I think it's a interesting challenge. Like, how do we design more child-friendly cities that pull kids in rather than trying to push them?
This, of course, goes for not just children, but all of us. I mean, this is a huge challenge to keep us all physically active. We have actually a kind of citywide sort of program or team working in Helsinki on these issues in general. And, for instance, today when we had the discussions with the educators, this was a very important aspect for them, that not only is computers, it's combined with designing public spaces in cities that inspire us to move and do stuff outside.
So the playground doesn't look hugely different from what it was like 6 weeks ago.
No, not yet. It's about to start. They're working out like how to, you know, time everything well so that as you can see here, this is a playground where there's also a nursery and afternoon like indoor activities attached to it. So none of those are interrupted by the work. So they timing and weaving things around so that they have certain areas they can continue using and how all of that works.
So when I first came here in September, we looked at your drawings, you know, the sketches, and the tower, 10 meters tall, and I was quite surprised.
There's luckily a lot of safety inspectors that go through every single play equipment and they measure these things, and for these high, like very tall towers, there's also like certain kinds of stoppers they build into it, so it's not possible to, for instance, climb along the slide or anything like that.
That's interestingly, when we did the early design stages, all the different surveys and workshops with users and families around here, actually that sense of adventure and thrill was one of the big themes that people said that they really want to find in a playground.
Wow, how interesting. So even parents?
Yeah. Yes, parents especially.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the idea that it very much depends on who the kids come with. Mm-hmm. So if they just come on their own, they just sort of play, like normal free play. But then if they come with a teacher or their parent, they can then create scenario, a situation where they actually learn something about computing or coding.
And my honest hope is that we'll also listen to the children and take their ideas seriously. So observe them playing and observe the kinds of questions they have. My best work comes from that process. And one of the notable things, it's going to be built mostly of wood, and there's not going to be any screens over here. So we're trying to make it low tech, trying to make it something that like lasts for the next 20 to 30 years.
So what color is this playground going to be?
It's going to have like a mixture of purple and yellow and orange and green, which sounds like a lot, but honestly there's a lot of gray in Finland.
A blast of colors in the cold Helsinki winter will cheer people up.
Oh, and we wanted it to be something else than primary colors, because a lot of the times children's playgrounds come in like red and yellow and blue, and we wanted to be a little bit like different from that.
Manufacturing has it started?
Yes, it has.
How is it going?
We saw some sneak peek pictures from it looks epic. We saw like a picture of this big gigantic like mobile phone that also rotates, so you can go and do your little like TikTok dance in there, but then it's also doubles as a carousel. And we saw some swing animals in progress and a little gazebo that looks like a server.
Oh, Linda, this is the moment when your plans are turning into reality.
Absolutely. There's been moments in this project when, like, without Hanna's determination, like, it just would have disappeared. It's been really great.
So were you surprised that Hanna, not only did she take your idea on board, but she also found 1.5 million, 1.5 million euros in the city's budget to create Helsinki's first thematic playground?
Well, I absolutely don't think this like park would exist without Hanna's magic skill of just like weaving people together and speaking to the right people at the right time, and just being able to kind of go up and down the organizational ladders and motivate people to be a part of this change, to understand like what is the role of design in a city like this. So absolutely don't think this like would have worked without being without Hanna and her sort of magic skills.
Hanna's magic. How did you put your magic on it?
Thank you, Linda, for your kind words. I think the really groundbreaking, amazing work that Linda has done with children and computers and the narrative aspect is there has been something that I've, you know, been very excited about for a long time. We've never worked on anything together before, but I was really convinced immediately that this is something that could be something very special and well-timed and something that does resonate with some very kind of strategic aims of Helsinki and the city, but at the same time touches in very important ways everyday lives of educators, children and so forth, and something that we really need. I feel like it's a gift for the future of Helsinki, so it's been a huge privilege for me as well to be able to try and bring my bit into this process.
I leave Hanna and Linda at the playground with building work about to start. They have an exciting but busy few months ahead of them. You've been listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service with Helsinki's Chief Design Officer, Hanna Harris. The programme was presented and produced by me, Erika Benke, and the executive producer was Andrea Kidd.
Sommer, Sonne, sowas von besonders. Jetzt die coolen Mercedes-Benz Sommerhits entdecken. Über 4000 attraktive Vorführ- und Geschäftswagen aus unserem Bestand. Von A-Klasse bis V-Klasse, von Cabriolet bis SUV. Alle kurzfristig verfügbar, alle zu Top-Konditionen, alle für Sie bereit. Sommer, Sonne, Sommerhits. Nur bei Ihrer Mercedes-Benz-Niederlassung vor Ort.
ServiceNow unterstützt Ihre Business-Transformation mit der KI-Plattform. Alle reden über KI, aber die KI ist nur so leistungsfähig wie die Plattform, auf der sie aufbaut. Lassen Sie die KI arbeiten, für alle. Beseitigen Sie Reibung und Frustration Ihrer Mitarbeiter und nutzen Sie das volle Potenzial Ihrer Entwickler. Mit intelligenten Tools für Ihren Service, um Kunden zu begeistern.
All das auf einer einzigen Plattform. Deshalb funktioniert die Welt mit ServiceNow. Mehr auf servicenow.de/AI4People.
Arbeiten bei Mainova, da steckt mehr dahinter. Wir suchen IT-Experten und Expertinnen wie Sie, die bereit sind, mit uns Großes zu bewegen. Als führender Anbieter für Energiedienstleister aus der Wirtschaftsmetropole Frankfurt bauen wir bei Mainova die Energieinfrastruktur von morgen. Wir bieten Ihnen ein attraktives Gehalt, inklusive Zusatzleistungen und vielfältige Weiterbildungsmöglichkeiten. Jetzt bewerben unter mainova.de/karriere.